Okay, we've always had fictional heroes who can single-handedly save us from the bad guys, like the Lone Ranger.
Are you still there?
Make the sign of the sea.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman.
But those heroes were so 20th century. The 21st century has its own fictional hero. He's a ruthless counterterrorism agent who fights the clock to protect the nation. As part of our series In Character, NPR's Pam Fessler explores why Jack Bauer of the Fox TV show 24 has fans across the political spectrum.
What is it about Jack Bauer that's so appealing? He's always yelling.
Get it, Chloe! Just do it now!
Or torturing people, including his own brother, who admittedly was a bad guy.
I will take this to 7 CCs. You will experience a pain I can't even describe. At 8 CCs, I run the risk.
People say they admire Jack Bauer because of one thing. He's committed to saving the United States from attack. And he's willing to risk everything, his life, those he loves, the Constitution, to succeed.
In a world in which we think that so much is out of control, it is incredibly satisfying to watch a human being who is so completely in control.
Robert Thompson teaches television and culture at Syracuse University. He has to watch TV for a living. But he says he looks forward to the vicarious thrill he gets watching Jack Bauer cut down the bad guys. Thompson thinks Bauer is the quintessential hero for a post-9/11 world, an escape valve for a sometimes frustrated nation.
If real life in the war on terror, we are not going to be able to kick the enemy's butts in noticeable ways, then we are going to demand to see the enemy's butt kicked in our fiction.
We're not here to take anybody down. Just want a little information.
24 premiered right after 9/11, but Jack Bauer's character was created before the attacks. Bob Cochran, one of those creators and the show's executive producer, says it was always the plan that Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, would be the type who'd slice through the bureaucracy to do what had to be done.
The notion that was on our minds was, here's a guy who, although he's flawed and makes mistakes, he's uncompromising.
And Jack Bauer makes that clear in the first episode as he directs his chief of staff, Nina Myers, to check out a suspicious superior.
Nina, you can look the other way once, and it's no big deal. Except it makes it easier for you to compromise the next time, and pretty soon that's all you're doing is compromising because that's how you think things are done.
Cochran was thinking good drama, that Jack Bauer's stubbornness against the backdrop of an impending attack would make for interesting TV. And it does. But it's also helped sharpen a real-life political debate. The show has both liberal and conservative fans, including top members of the Bush administration, Vice President Dick Cheney and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, to name two. Chertoff says he sees parallels between the difficult choices Bauer has to make and the real fight against the terrorist threat.
He knows sometimes there's only bad choices and you've got to make the least bad choice. And then he does it and he takes responsibility for it. And I think that's in many ways something that the public values. And frankly, it's something that I think is great aspiration.
But it doesn't mean you agree with everything that you enjoy. This is pure escapist entertainment.
That's Barry Steinhardt, a top official with the ACLU. In real life, he fights many of the choices Chertoff has made. But like Chertoff, he's also a huge 24 fan. Steinhardt says it reminds him of the cowboy movies his grandmother took him to when he was 5, when the hero would rush in at the end and save the day.
But the difference between being 5 and 55 is at 55, hopefully you learn that the lone cowboy mode doesn't work. That doesn't either protect us, and it certainly doesn't protect our civil liberties.
Take torture, for instance. Steinhardt points out that when Jack Bauer does it, it always seems to work.
Well, in the real world, torture doesn't work.
Don't be a smartass. Who was his supplier?
Who was his supplier?
Chase!
How seriously should one take Jack Bauer? The dean of West Point was so concerned that some cadets took him too seriously that he visited the producers of 24 in late 2006. He asked if they could tone it down a little to make Jack Bauer's violent tactics not quite so effective. Bob Cochran says the show's producers took the comments under advisement, but that little has really changed. He says it is, after all, just a TV show.
I think the Army's responsible for training its own people. We're not. And they should be able to explain the difference to their own people between fantasy and reality.
And he says it's not like Jack Bauer isn't bearing a cost for his actions, a cost that creates the kind of tragic storyline that keeps an audience engaged.
What happened over time was Jack Bauer found himself paying a higher and higher price in his personal life for doing the things that needed to be done in his professional life.
You're cursed, Jack. Everything you touch, one way or another, ends up dead.
That's the fictional Secretary of Defense telling Jack Bauer to stay away from his daughter. Over six seasons, Bauer has lost just about everyone he's close to. His wife was murdered. He's estranged from his daughter. He even killed his longtime buddy Curtis to stop him from derailing a mission. And Stephanie Romanski loves every minute of it.
He's duty-bound, honor-bound, the whole shebang.
Romanski lives in Grand Island, Nebraska. She's the creator of 24addict.com, one of the many, many fan websites devoted to Jack Bauer and 24. Her homepage has a picture of Bauer holding a gun, looking off into the distance with a steely glint in his eyes. Like she says, he's ready to save the world again. I ask if the thousands of people who visit her site seem bothered that we don't really have a Jack Bauer to save the day.
Who's to say that we don't? I mean, maybe there is a Jack Bauer out there, or maybe there is a team out there, you know, kind of dedicated to making sure that we stay safe. I want to believe that.
And clearly, so do many others.
You know those guys I blew the whistle on? You think they were the bad guys? Because they weren't. They weren't bad guys. They were just like you and me. Except they compromised. Once.
Pam Fessler, NPR News.
You can tell us which characters helped to shape your life, or maybe threaten to pull out your fingernails if you didn't change your behavior. Tell us on the In Character blog at npr.org/in-character, because your essay could end up on the radio. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.